Hi, everybody. This is Nadia Anzuli. Radio. I was preempting that. Hi, guys. This is Nadia Angelini, intuitive life coach. So excited to be with you guys today. I want to let you know right away that I will not be here for the next show. It will be pre-recorded. So if you guys have questions, if I don't get to you today, go ahead and email me your question for next month's show at Nadia@intuitionbynadia.com. It's my birthday on August 7th. And, I'm going to have it pre-recorded, y'all, because you know what? It's all about self-care on my birthday. So that said, let's get this party started with July. Okay. So guys, this energy in July feels like it's picking up. Okay. So there's a little bit, we've talked about this energy speeding up through the past, you know, year or so. But the big thing that I'm seeing is new doors opening, new avenues becoming available, new paths. And a lot of this is going to be leading edge stuff. So I always use the analogy, like, you know, when you talk about brain or neuroscience, you have a certain neuropathway. You get stuck, we get stuck in our stories and our neuropathways. And this is a really good time to start a new path, to start a new way of thinking, start a new way of doing things. And the image that I have is like a field. And there are paths already laid out in this field. And you're like, I'm going to make my own. I'm going to make my own path. And that's the one that's going to feel best right now. Not the one that everybody else has taken before, your way. And really opening your scope to what you believe is possible. You guys, I just keep wanting to remind you, when you know it's done, it happens fast. When you doubt it, it slows it down. So this is so much about going, not relying on what other people have manifested already to dictate what you're going to manifest. Okay. This is a leading edge time. This is such a powerful time to move forward. Manifestations are faster than they've ever been. It's incredible. It's incredible. So there's a heightened awareness though of big self and small self. And this came in for me because working with clients, you guys, I always realize like the themes through working. Whenever I see a theme with like every single person for a week straight, I'm like, okay, this is a theme, which is when am I coming from big self and when am I coming from small self? Knowing the difference, but also being able to go, okay, yo, you know, I'm out of balance right now. So I'm going to do something about it. I'm not just going to make a decision from fear. So this is really challenging in times of COVID and in times of, you know, vaccinations. As you guys know, I was first in line, excited to get the vaccine. That's me. I was pumped, had no fear about it. All good. Super pumped about it. No fear. But I have many clients who struggled, who had some intuition that, or some fear. So I had to help people dissect. Do you not want to get vaccinated out of fear, or do you not want to get vaccinated out of true intuition, and vice versa? Do I want to get vaccinated out of fear, or do I want to get vaccinated out of joy and solution? So these sound like subtle differences, but they're massive. Okay. So like I will hear people spouting every horrible story about the vaccine possible because that's what they're attracting because they're afraid of the vaccine. And then I hear on the opposite end, all these horrible, you know, COVID things happening to people that are not vaccinated. So wherever you are, you're going to attract information to validate. What I want you to be aware of, and I'm using this as an example, but in every subject, am I coming from fear or am I coming from my big self? So one of my clients, in all honesty, he had a really strong intuition that he shouldn't get the vaccine. And he kept trying to justify it because he felt bad and shameful, but it wasn't right for his body. And I got a yes. I'm like, wow, it isn't right for your body. And that's okay. And owning that, that was actually coming from a higher self. Even in my mind, I'm like, everyone should get the vaccine. That's me. But I'm not, you have to do what's right for you. So it's so much about listening to your higher self, regardless of what side of the street you're on. I mean, you guys know where I'm at, obviously. I just have to share this experience with you. I was taking my kids to swim class and I had this wonderful interaction with this grandma of a little girl that was the same age as my son. And we were talking to the little girl because she was afraid of the water. And so we were talking about the movie Luca. And for those of you that have not seen it, it's Disney Pixar. I highly recommend it. It's a cartoon. It's on Disney. My son is obsessed with it. It's about little boy sea monsters that want to be you know, people. And so they're ashamed though, and won't feel like they need to hide this part of themselves. It's actually a lot of powerful messaging, which I will share more about later. But we were telling the little girl, I'm like, do you like the movie Luca? She's like, yes. I'm like, well, they're sea monsters and they love the water. So we were just trying to encourage her. And I had this lovely interaction with this woman, just lovely. We were laughing. The kids were so cute. It was just such a nice connection. And as she was leaving, she's like, I'll see you here next week. And, you know, I was like, yeah, see you next week. Cause our kids are having their classes at the same time. And she brings it because her daughter works. And she's about to walk out and she stops and she turns back to me and she says, what political party are you? And I was like a little thrown off by the question. And I was like, well, I'm a Democrat. And I said, but I'm also, you know, a life coach. So I'm, you know, I try to be open to people doing what's right for them, but that's what's right for me. And she literally shut her whole face down and like turned and walked away from me. And I was like, wow. And it was interesting because you could see her reaction that I was not going to agree with her politically, but we had this beautiful connection. So what we want to highlight is the humanity and connecting with people where you do connect, not where you don't. Because I had a wonderful interaction with her regardless of our political views. So, and you know me, guys, I'm all about do you. You do you. So anyway, I thought that was an interesting situation. And, you know, it is what it is. So when you're, but I was being in my big self is my point. And then she was in her big self and shifted into her small self. And that's why we stopped having a beautiful interaction and relating from where we could relate. So that said, be aware of that, because the tension of opposites, just like it was last year in the election, they're showing me this in July, not only with people around you, but within yourself. Watch for where you have a conflict. Where is it that you want something and you don't believe it, or you want two things that appear to be conflicting? Those type of things are going to be up in July. So I want to go on this trip, but I got this job I booked that same week. So that type of situation where it seems like you can't get both things. So you have to go, yes, I want a yes. And I've seen magic happen, guys, where this exact situation that I just said, where it's like, oh, there was a job that I wanted, two jobs I wanted, but they started at the same time. They, you know, for people that are actors and do these sort of, you know, different types of jobs, not a regular job. And I was like, well, open to which is the highest, show me the way, show me the highest good for everyone involved. And all of a sudden the timing of one of them changed so he could do both, and it worked out. And that's the kind of stuff that's happening right now. But if you go into conflict, you can't allow in the solution, but the solutions are coming in super, super fast. So just be aware of that. Just be present with yourself and go, where am I sort of in conflict about this? Am I in conflict? Do I feel, if I'm like, yes, let's party, let's do this, this feels amazing to me, then you're good. You're good to go. Relationships are up, you guys. They're up. They've been up this past month, but they're really amping up. So what that means is reconnections from people from the past. You know, not only because, you know, of COVID, a lot of people are reconnecting. I'm talking about even from your far past, like high school, college type time, or someone you haven't seen in a while. New relationships coming in, like, you know, people that you really wanted, business partners, actual partners. So really be open to, what do I want from my relationships? What do I want to receive from my relationships? And what do I want to give in my relationships? Most of you on this group are the overgivers. So we really want to attract that balance, that uplifting relationship. So just look for that, because there's a really high relationship energy. There's a high connection energy coming in July, which I love. You should feel a newborn motivation. You should be a little more like, I'm ready to go, and sort of awaken new parts of yourself. Look for new things that you didn't realize you were good at. It's just such a fun thing to go, wow, I'm good at that. Or, oh, that's fun. Widen the perspective whenever you can, because there's going to continue to be this sort of power struggle thing. And, you know, again, around COVID, around government, around the vaccines, there is this strong dominant feeling on the planet of they should, and if they don't, then I'm going to suffer. Or the perception of, you know, if they don't get vaccinated, I'm screwed, you know, that sort of thing. Or or the government's going to make me get vaccinated, whatever it is. It doesn't matter what side of the street you're on. It's all about the perception that someone else has power over you. Okay. So this has been going on, you guys, since the Trump administration. And it really feels like it's coming to a head in July. So just keep owning your power, knowing that nobody can create for you. Okay. Excited to get to you guys today. We have a record number of callers today. So I'm going to try to move pretty quickly. I did have a couple of you email me that were not able to get through, and I will get to you. I absolutely promise I will get to you today. There's been people, those of you that get through easily every week. Awesome. I am going to try to, you know, move in some of the people that emailed me last month and today to make sure you guys get it. Also, guys, the Being Your Authentic Self and Manifesting the Life You Want workshop is full, but I do have a waitlist going. So if you want to get on the waitlist, go ahead and email me at nadia@intuitionbynadia.com. That is going to be August 21st, 9 to 11. If I get enough people on the waitlist, I will do another date. Also, sometimes people flake out at the end. You know how it works. All right, guys, let's get this party started. All right, today, let me know what your intention is and what you really want to get from me today. So I want to resolve this issue. I want a solution to this because I really want to focus on solutions today. All right, guys. All right. We're going to start with listen for your area code and let me know what your name and where you're from. Okay, here we go. Starting with 626. Hello.
Hi, Nadia. Hi, it's Charlene in California.
Hi, sweetheart. How are
Hi.
You?
I'm okay. All right. You know, I know you just asked for specifics, and I actually wanted to get a general today.
Okay,
because
general's fine. Sure.
Okay.
No, I was just saying if you want a solution. Okay, so here's the good news. You're getting more into your power. The challenge that I'm seeing with you right now is you have still emotions going on that you are avoiding. Okay? So what you're going to do is you take action to go, I'm feeling bad, so I'm going to take some action so I feel a little bit better. But you're not taking the spiritual action. You're taking the physical action. Does that make sense to you?
Okay, yeah, I
like,
do that.
Like, I'm feeling off, so I'm going to clean the kitchen. I'm not going to sit down and do writing and meditate. I'm going to do something that I know there's, it feels – does that make sense? Like, I'm going to do something that feels productive.
Yeah, I get that because I do – the meditation and I, you know, it's fine, but I'm just not getting anything from it. So,
well, I think that, okay, so let's see. So this is, you're ready to walk away from this old story that stuff doesn't work for you and it works for other people.
Yes.
Okay. So you're ready to walk away from that. You're already on your way walking away from it. So what we need to do is, like I said to you, start a new path. We need to find a new way because whatever you're doing isn't working for you and that's fine. So tell me the way you're meditating right now.
Usually just, I'm just doing like some of what Dia suggested with the 10 minutes, you know, focusing on words with things that I want or the I am, you know.
Okay. So I'm going to give you something
asking
totally
for
different.
Whatever.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to give you something different. So what you're doing during that time is for somebody like you, everybody's different, but you're more like me. My mind is going 100 miles a minute.
Right.
And when I feel like I have to focus on something, I feel like I'm doing it wrong or, you know, maybe I'm not saying it right. Is it working? Like it's all that shit. It gets in the, excuse my language, but in the mix, you know? So what I would do for you is the exact opposite of that. I would do what you want to do is get in a receiving mode. You want to go, I'm listening. Show me.
That's what I do that. And I go for walks and I smell the flowers and that's exactly what I do. And I say
I
that.
Think
I actually say that.
I love that. That's going to work for you. But when you're laying down to meditate, what I do, there's a great app, you guys, it's free. It's called Insight Timer. And I like the ohms. They're literally a bunch of monks going, ohm. Okay. It gives me something to focus on, but allows me to receive whatever I need to receive. Okay. So a sound like Abraham Hicks talks about this because it works for Esther and this is what works for me is like the air condition, focusing on some sound that's repetitive as best I can for 15 minutes. Just try it. And I'm going to tell you, if you do that every day for 7 days, you're going to have an experience. And what I mean by that is my experience with it is even if it's 2 minutes of the 15, you'll start to feel a buzzing in your body. Like there's energy. that's come into your body that you're finally letting in. And that's what you want to focus on. Let me allow in what I've been asking for. That's for
yeah,
you.
Just,
you don't need to keep manifest. You don't need to visualize anymore. You need to let it in. That's your thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just
allowing,
letting
go.
I have so many things that are up in the air that I have no solution to and no answer to that it's
okay.
I just want clarity. I keep asking for clarity.
So
sorry.
Why don't, but you say you want clarity, but your energy is the drum you're beating is there's no solution. I don't see a solution. I don't see a solution. I don't have clarity. I don't have clarity. I don't have clarity. That's
okay.
So dominant that I want you
okay.
to go, I'm open to clarity. Show me the way. But
okay.
you have anxiety.
Oh
okay.
yeah, big time.
So the anxiety
oh, no.
is the
yeah.
is the feeling that you need to go. If I'm having anxiety, I'm not letting go and I'm not trusting. Okay, so I need to go. So let's say you have 10 things. Let's pick one of them, real quick.
Okay, my son had a jaw surgery that was botched 5 years ago.
Okay.
He had
okay.
to have another one to correct it. Now there's another problem. Every time we have to go have. This
mm-hmm.
is so serious, and we have to find a new surgeon every time. The surgeon that corrected it, first one abandoned him, the second one retired
okay.
last year. That's
okay.
so much anxiety.
So now, you know you can't create for your son. We know that, right?
Right.
So he's,
yeah.
you can't create for him. But what you can do is, I would write a, first of all, knowing that this is happening for him, even though you don't understand. I know it's your baby.
Yeah.
Trust me,
I
have children. I understand. But
yeah.
he is manifesting this for a reason. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, do you feel how what I just said softened it a little? Just a hair.
Oh, yeah. And I am doing
softened
that,
it.
Too. And we've got
the
a list
thing.
Of what we want. Yeah.
Yeah. But I would sit down and go, I would love it if the solution comes for him. I love this human being so much. I want him to know his power. I want this to resolve for him. I coming from the place of love in your child, that vibration
yeah.
is a powerful influence. Being afraid,
yeah.
pitying, arguing
oh, the
for
fear,
the shit
fear
that's
is
happened.
Dangerous, and I know that.
It's dangerous
yeah.
and it's
yeah.
taking him down further. It's not uplifting him. So any issue you have, what do I want and why? Why? Because I love this child more than life. There is nobody on the planet I love more than this person. So you need to come from that place because that place moves mountains.
Okay.
In one day, you can see a change coming from that place.
Yeah. Okay.
The solution's coming. You guys have asked, oh my God, the contrast has been so juicy that the solutions are like a dam ready to break around this thing. Okay. So
yes.
huge. Okay, like it's ready. It's like let's break the dam.
Yeah,
we
both
do
are.
Is,
we
I'm ready.
About it.
You ready? Yes. It's coming.
Okay.
Not about it anymore. It's on its way. Don't go backwards. Don't
okay. Yeah.
Happens.
No, we want to go forward.
No more. Yes. It's coming. You can tell him. I feel it.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Charlene.
Thank you.
No problem. Bye, honey. All right. Next, I have 719. 719.
Hi, Nadia. It's Bridget in Colorado. Happy
Hi,
early
Bridget.
Birthday.
Thank you. What do you need, girl?
So I have something specific. I keep having joint pains, and
okay.
new ones popping up, and the old ones are just kind of rotating. So what do I finally mm-hmm. need to do to resolve all of this?
Okay, I love it. I love it. So first of all, I feel like there's many people that are listening today that are dealing with a similar issue, pain as an issue, inflammation as an issue. Okay, so the first thing that came up around this was money. So for whatever reason, the money stress activates mm-hmm. more inflammation in your body. Okay?
Okay.
Are you with me on that?
Yes. It's subtle. Yes. Buried, so I'll have to go digging.
Yeah, what it is when you have a moment, you know, everything, again, is manifested fast. Now, you manifested this a while ago, this joint issue, correct?
Yeah, but then it's
it comes
not
and
resolving.
Goes. Right, it comes
yeah.
and goes. So we're not going to say it's not resolving. So what you want to do
okay.
is, just like I was saying to Charlene, you have a shitload of evidence. It's still here. It's still here. There's not a solution. The doctors don't know anything. Blah, 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 blah. Okay? So we want to start telling a new story because I'm telling you right now, new paths are opening that were not open before. And that's what I want you guys to focus on. So I want to feel better. Why? I love the idea, just like I said to Charlene, of thriving in my body, of waking up ready to go, of being able to use my hands and not even think about it. Oh my gosh. Because again, you've been asking for this for a really, 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 really long time. They are showing me a dietary change also.
Okay.
Have you gone like the nutrition route? Because inflammation, which is anger, which is fear, is what causes the joint pain. Okay. But it's just because you tend to be, Bridget, I know we've talked about this before, you tend to not want to go towards the hard emotions like anger, like fear. You tend to want to, you know, put them under the rug. And your body's going, don't worry, I got this. I'm still feeling it. Here's a manifestation. So you actually let yourself feel those feelings. Because when you let yourself feel those feelings, when you guys avoid emotions, and this is for everybody, emotions are the way your inner being talks to you. So when you ignore them, you're ignoring your messages. You know, if you're angry, that means I've had enough. I'm done. I want to go another direction. I'm tired of this pain. I'm done. Okay. Every time I feel it, I get angry. So I'm allowing in the energy I've asked for, just like Charlene's son. You really want to get into the place of, I'm open to new solutions. Show me the way, universe. I'm ready. Bring in the magic. Bring in something new. Show me what to eat. I'm going to start researching what helps with inflammation. Obviously, there's the obvious things like vegetables and turmeric and curcumin, and there are some things you can take and all this stuff. But like, show me what's going to work for me. Show me what's going to work for me.
Yeah.
Do you feel the difference in that? Then I've had this and it's not going away. And blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Thank you.
So it's, but they're showing me definitely a physical dietary change, like supplements, food, something there. So I would look in that area.
Got it.
And this is part of your not fully being in your power. And this is manifest again in money. So this is really a big, this is manifesting for you so you can get your empowerment, bring in the money you want and get control of and power over your own body. Because that is the, I don't have control over my own body feeling.
Yep.
You know, like it's doing this to me.
Exactly. Yep. I've been working on that and it's still running in the background.
And the other thing they're giving me really strong is I want to love and appreciate my body. I want to love and I want to see its power. I want to see its healing power. As Abraham would say, we do not need to decline as we go through time. Okay. So you can, your cells can regenerate.
Yep.
I'm gonna plug a science book for you guys. It's called Lifespan. I love the science when it supports the spirituality because, you know, that's how we roll. And my husband's really into it, and it's about how aging is a disease, that it's something that we've accepted as a culture, but it's actually we can prevent it. And now they're showing like real stuff, and a lot of it is about the inflammation issue and stress on the body. So, you know, this is what's going on with you. So you just don't ignore your stress. Do something about it. Do the deep breathing. Take the stuff you can take. You need to take these little steps every day and go, what am I feeling right now? Keep checking in, Bridget.
Okay. Thank you, sweetie.
All right. Thank you. I know it's so hard when we're in pain, guys, right? All right. I'm going to go to Eliza. I got you, girl. 424.
Yeah.
Hello?
Okay.
Yes, girl, you got through. Yes, I can hear you.
Yay, and you can hear me.
It's a miracle. tell me, girl, how can I help you today?
Oh, I was interested in getting a general that is going to cover money and love specifically.
Okay, great. Well, they're telling me this. It's done. It's so done, and it's right in front of you. It's like it's literally closer than you realize. It's so close, okay? But, and they're saying all this bad experience you have, it's behind you, so they really want you to know that you're going forward into a new clean energy, okay?
Great.
But there's this sense of slight not believing in yourself. So I think that you get very influenced by others too easily. So when you're by yourself, I feel like you're right on track. Does this make sense to you?
I can see that playing out in a couple of different ways. Yeah, I ask everybody's opinion.
Yes. They're saying do not do that. Do not do that. Because when you're on your own doing the work, they're showing me like a really fast path to everything you want. And it's like, as soon as you're around other people, you get a little smaller. And that's like, we were talking about big self, small self. You shrink a little and you give your power away. And this is what's slowing things down. And it's a skill. Well, and I will tell you, once you start getting evidence, you're like, I got this. I'm the master of my creator. You're going to start being more of an influence on the people around you instead of like, what do you think of this? And then letting their limitations dictate what you're creating.
Right. Well, because I am thinking of going out and, you know, I'm just sick of I have a little part-time job that I'm really, it's got nothing to do with who I am or what I want to be doing. So I was thinking of, you know, I'm taking small steps to get some Reiki going, a voice healing business. And I also do songwriting and I don't know what exactly the direction or I'm just trying to follow my intuition a little bit.
So what's happening to right now around this work stuff, around the healing arts and the music and all of this, they're showing me that you've channeled the right things. Everything you're saying, I get a yes on. It's just the cooperative components or the path has not lit up yet. As Abraham would say, you're ready to be ready to move on these things. But what you need to do right now is focus on, and this is a theme of today, receiving the inspiration, receiving the songs, receiving the energy so that you call forth the people that you can really help. Because more and more people are calling for the healing arts, so people are ready for this more and more, especially after COVID, you know what I mean? But they're showing me that your channel is not 100% open. You still get into what is and survival and how am I going to make money doing this instead of, I love the idea of uplifting people. I want to use all my gifts and talents and make money. You know, like for me, I write songs for TV and music and I do this because I'm going to do everything. I'm using all my gifts and talents. Okay. Mm-hmm. And that was something for me that I struggle with because I'm also a musician and I used to never like my songs and I would beat myself up. And you're still in your head. If I'm going to use chakras as an example, you're in the bottom chakra. You need to be in the top chakra. Around these things.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying? I feel like you understood that analogy because they gave it to me. They're like, you're in, you know, one chakra, you need to be in seven. So because that is your path, but it's not everybody else's path. And it's a weird path. Mine was a weird path too. D's, weird path.
Yeah.
It's not a regular path. And that's why when you go to other people, they're like, well, how are you going to do that? Are you certified? Do you have this? Blah, 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 you know, all that crap. I have a very good friend of mine that we talked 5 years ago about her working with kids. I'm like, I see you working with kids. She's like, well, I don't have a degree. I don't have education. I don't have da, 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 da. She was working in a restaurant and a woman's like, I can't teach what you have, but I can teach you how to work with kids. And she now works with autistic kids, like no school experience, nothing. Like that's how it works. You take your path the way you need to take it.
I'm ready for it to show up. I really am.
Yes. There's another, the Reiki is like, it's something like Reiki, but it's not Reiki. And so just be open because it's unique for you. You're not going to do it the way other people did it. So I just want you to really open to your way.
That is true. That's why I'm doing something a little different. Yeah.
Yes. Own that. That is being channeled to you. That is being given to you. Okay. Thank you, Eliza.
Anything with love.
I said, it's already on the way. You just need to go bring it to me, baby. I'm ready. And it's part of when you get into a receiving mode, all of these things come in at the same time for you. You're kind of an all or nothing kind of gal. Another of my friends is like this, where it's like she'll manifest absolutely nothing if she's in resistance and then everything at the same time when she's not. And that's what your energy feels like to me.
Okay. I'll try
that.
Thank
you so much. Once the gates open, girl, it open. And you're going to know. You're going to be like, oh, I forgot all about the partner. Oh, there they are.
Yeah.
Because I'm so excited about what I'm doing. Boom, it shows up. So focus on loving yourself and loving what you're doing, and the partner takes care of itself. All right. Thanks, Eliza. So glad I got to you, girl, because that was crazy. Okay, next I have Phyllis, New Mexico.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Can you? Okay, sorry, I'm running into my little mud hut real quick. Cause,
no worries.
So
how
can
I help
some,
you, sweetheart?
A little privacy. Yeah, turn off telemundo. Yeah, shoot, that didn't go off, sorry. Wow, I love all the energy of this call. Well, you know, I'm aware I'm manifesting, and I'm manifesting big.
Mm-hmm.
So I get 30 days notice. So I call just to get clarity on this move. And I'm very aware, I manifested this totally, but it just sort of still hit me as a shock. Oh, shoot, I've got to get moving.
Right. Like I said, this is a busy month.
Because the energy was stuck. What's that?
This is good. The month is good. This is a positive thing for you. Don't get too your head about it. They're showing me somebody helping you where you are. They're showing me a male energy. Now, this could be a female or a male, but it's a strong male energy, like helping you with something, whether it's work or getting associated or situated. There's help there for you.
Can you give me the exact date of when this help? I'm just kidding.
I'm just saying open to it. Open to the help because they're showing me help is on the way and it's there and it's ready for you. Don't worry about, like, they're showing me the sense of you being in your heart there, meeting the right people, things flowing. So you just want to own that energy. Own it because this move is the right thing. It is yes, 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 yes. Everything about this is yes, yes,
I know
yes.
It. I'm not...
yeah.
I'm guessing that's a little fear energy because I was like, I looked at a few places like, oh my God, I'm not giving you people my money, no way. And then I kind of was like, I'm just going to go find a really nice storage locker. And I scoped out a campground. So I'm like, do I really want to do that? You know?
Sure.
But
well,
what I'm saying is trust
the process because you are going to, this is the right thing. So you just want to open up to your path that's going to be the most fun and the most easy. And because they're showing me new people on your path, which I really like. And
oh my God, I need it.
You're moving
ready
towards, this move is about moving you towards what you want. And you just need to go, show me everything I want there. I'm ready. Show me the greatest path. Show me all the people I can meet. Cause you are being guided. Okay. And it's just, they keep giving it to me is trust that we're taking you. Let us take you.
Okay, that's really why I called in. I needed to be reminded of that because when I got the notice, I was just like really traumatized, and my body just starts doing things. I'm like, oh, this feels good. But then you know, you get in your head.
It's a lot of unknown. It's a lot of unknown, and you need to trust.
Yeah.
Go, universe, you got my back. I'm walking into the unknown. Let's do this. You know what I want. I'm ready to receive it. Like really set that intention before you hit the road.
Okay, and just, that was a question. I kind of want to just stay here and do some photography now that things have kind of calmed down in my life. But then on the other hand, there's a part of me, like last time this happened, I just got in my car and drove to Washington, D.C., which is crazy.
Right.
But that's not something I need to be concerned about. I will know what I'm doing.
You will know.
Okay.
It will be clear. If it feels like, it's not right, but the move feels right.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely.
Right.
I'm aware of that.
All right, good.
Okay.
Thanks,
okay,
Phyllis.
All right. Okay, thanks, Nadia.
No problem. You guys are so funny. All right, next I have 619. 619. Hello.
Hi, Nadia. This is Ryan.
Hi, Ryan. Where are you calling from?
San Diego.
Oh, right. I love San Diego. How can I help you today?
I would like a general in regards to my photography business because I've been taking a lot of steps to get that going.
Okay. So this is really good. There's good and there's bad. There's still anxiety around having your own business. Okay. So what that looks like is, I know this sounds weird, but do you have like contracts with people?
Not yet, no.
I feel like that's going to be something that is going to come in, like bigger projects, like, they're just showing me contracts that this is going to be something that they want you to open up to. because they're saying that the photography business is going to go somewhere you don't expect it to, and you're going to have a couple avenues that you can go with this business, and they're all going to be fun. Okay, so what kind of photography do you do now?
Well, what I'm doing for money-wise as a side is real estate photography. And I just picked up a drone and a 360 camera.
Great, yeah. And that's what I mean by, like, I feel like that's going to really bring in some money. The challenge, what I want to – they keep bringing this contract thing in. So I'm not sure if you might have a contract with, like, a real estate – like a place. Do you know what I mean? Like, hey, all our realtors are going to use you for this job, that type of thing.
That would be good. That would be great.
Yeah, they're showing me something like that where you have this sort of job because they're showing me other creative projects on top of this. So it's like creative fun and then this sort of contract with a company where it's like, because you're asking for steady money, because what's really important to you right now is the money. You feel like you've had some lack, like you've had some struggle. And so what's important to you is, even though you're an artist and you want the sort of freelance, there's a sense of, I need something stable. So they're saying, open up to, hey, let me really network with these, you know, wherever, Coldwell Bank or whatever the realty company is, and say, hey, I do photography, would love to work with you guys, showing your work, because this is something they're showing me, steady money and a contract, okay, that is available to you. Just open up to it. And then other projects on the side on top of this.
All right. Sounds perfect.
Yeah. So just open to all the doors. I just want you to tell the universe, open all the doors available to me with photography, because you can do a lot of things. You feel very eclectic in your talents to me around photography. You know how
I love taking photos of theme parks and things like that. That's generally my forte.
Yes. So open up to open up to all the ways you can use your gifts and talents, because what I want you to also know this about you, Ryan, and put this energy out there. You're great to work with. You have an ability to be, you know, to be almost like, even with people, to go, I'm invisible so I can really get the shot. Like, you make yourself invisible. Do you know what I mean by that?
Oh, yes. I know exactly what you mean by that.
Yeah. They're showing me, I'm like, wow, you can make yourself invisible. So people don't even see that you got the shot. Like, it's so cool. Like, it's like you're a, you know. And also you're in your integrity. You got good morals. You're coming with a nice energy. You know, you're not imposing on everyone. You're independent. You do you. You know, you have a lot that is valuable that I want you to acknowledge and activate, because people feel that. Don't be so shy.
Yes, that's definitely something I work on.
Yeah, because you're real sweet and you're real sensitive. And when you let people see the real you, Ryan, they'll adore you. And they'll be like, I love that guy. I want him again. Let's hire him again for this. Like, but you got to be willing to show yourself. You're invisible when you work. That's fine. But don't be invisible when you're making the connections. Bring big Ryan to the table. Okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Ryan. Okay. Next, I have 415. 415. Hello.
Hi, Nadia. This is Paula from California.
Hey, Paula.
Hey, I want to second what you said to Ryan, because Ryan is very sweet and wonderful.
Oh, good. Obviously, I don't know, but I was feeling his energy. Yeah, you can tell. But that sensitivity is what makes us want to close ourselves off. You know what I mean? And instead of using it as a superpower, because it's what disarms people.
Totally.
So tell me what's going on with you, girl.
Well, actually, what everybody covered today totally applied to me. So I guess, you know, there's like stuff coming down the pike, you know, like about the real estate stuff with, you know, the inheritance and, you know, what to do about that. And I guess it's maybe like a general around that, you know, because I'm having the conflicting, you know, big self, little self with that.
Sure. So what I want you to focus on is, first of all, I want you to appreciate that money's coming in. I want you to get in that place of, I'm so appreciative that money's coming in from places where I didn't have to, like, you know, bleed and sweat for it. Okay. Cause I want you to let go of, I need to struggle for it. And I think that that's why it's not being easy right now, because it still feels like there's a little bit of struggle belief and that it's going to be hard and that it's, I have to earn the money. Do you know what I mean? So
yeah.
Girl, you don't got to earn it. You don't got to earn it. Just let it in. What they want you to focus on is, okay, are you dealing with this with your family? The money's coming. It's a done deal. It's flowing. It's done. Okay. So don't worry about that. I want you to appreciate, I know it's coming. Can't wait till it's in the bank account. I already see it in the bank account. It's going good. But this is very connected to your connections with people. So are you dealing with your other family members during this issue?
My brother. Yeah, my brother.
Okay. So open your heart to your brother. Send love to him. Put out to the universe, you want a win-win. He's your brother. Okay? I want you to put that positive energy into that relationship so there's a win-win. Okay?
Yes.
But
and I actually have been doing – yeah,
good.
And I have done that, and when I talk, well. So that's great.
Yeah, and it's continuing that because that's key to things being smooth is your connection with him. They keep showing me romance coming in. Romance is coming in, girl. It
really?
It is coming in. It's like right on your heels. It's on your heels. So just open up to it, girl. Open up. Yes.
Yep. I think that's the big thing is like being open up and accept and allow.
Yes.
You know?
Receive. They're showing me sit and meditate. He coming fast. They're right on your heels right now. Right
Whoa.
On your heels. It's very, very, it's like you're not really ready for it, but you are. Okay, like that's kind of what I'm feeling.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, you got
yeah,
that.
Yeah, because, yeah, well, yep, here we go.
That's right, it's starting. There's no going back now.
Great, because you did tell me that, you know, when we did that, the horoscope, you know, like the,
yes,
the year was going to be. Yeah, you said that.
Yeah, it's this year, and it's right on your heels. Like, it's right in your end. It's, like, right in your field. So I want you to just consciously be open to receiving it. They're showing me you don't have to do anything. Just relax and let the universe do its thing because he's coming to you. Okay?
Will do.
Yes, ma'am. Keep me posted.
Okay, thank you.
No problem, honey. All right. Next, I have 970. Hello? Hello?
Hi, this is Justin from Colorado.
Hi. I love all these new men calling in. How can I help you?
Thank you. I'm surprised I got in. So I kind of want a general thing, too. I feel in every molecule of my body that something big is coming. Source is telling me yes.
Yes.
Source is telling me yes. The little gremlin in my brain is like, no.
Yep.
And it's just activating all this fear and I'm in fight mode with myself.
Literally
like,
what they showed me was hostility towards yourself. Like that was literally the words that were going to come out of my mouth and then you said it. That's the issue.
Yes. And it's like there's nothing to do right now. And I keep hearing, you know, receive, be receptive. And I think that's what I need to do. But it's just waiting and trusting and believing is so opposite to everything that I've ever done. Right.
Okay.
My life is just like, make this happen,
totally.
Make this happen. And I just,
I'm
going to
tell you,
I just need
you're
to let
my
it go.
People. You're my people. Okay. I get you. When is your birthday, month and day, please?
December 16th.
Okay, you Sag, honey. I get you. My husband's Sag. I'm a Leo. I feel you. Three things. Your channel is fantastic. Your challenge has been, this is very old, and this is why it feels like you can't let it go, because it has a lot of momentum because it started when you were a child. You were a very sensitive child. I see this beautiful, bright-eyed, powerful little child, and you have gotten beaten out of trusting yourself.
Yes.
Okay.
Very
and
much.
Knowing that if I listen to myself, I'm not going to be loved. I'm not going to be accepted. In fact, I will get my ass kicked. Okay. This is the wounding. Okay. And I figuratively and emotionally. Okay.
Yes.
So, I mean, you know what I'm saying. So
yes, absolutely.
That old story that you're not in power. I mean, when I tell you your energy right now, I want to cry because it's the power that is available to you. It makes me emotional. I'm for real. Okay. You are You've been denying your power for so long that as soon as you just go, show me my power, all that anger, all that hostility is going to drop away, because all of it is about you giving up your power for other people. Instead of like, world, this is me, you know, go F yourself. Okay.
Yeah.
And letting the universe bring to you, like, you know, I'm going to say this to you with love. You're a weirdo like me. Okay. I'm a weirdo.
Yeah.
I'm not like everybody else.
Yeah.
100%. Honey, no, I'm not like you. I can pretend to fit in. I can make myself look good because we fire signs, honey. We'll get along with anyone. Right. But it's really about who do I want to be? What am I bringing to the table and bring me? Now, they're showing me what's going on with your relationships, romantic.
I'm married. He's in another country, and we're working hard to get him here.
Yeah, because they're showing me that there's strong love in your life, but it's not present with you. So that's why I was confused. Because I was like, why am I seeing strong love but not with you? So that was confusing. So thank you for because the love is there.
Yeah.
The love is strong. The love is strong with this man. They literally gave me a man holding a heart. Okay. So your husband has a very, like, he's big-hearted man. I love his energy. Okay. And you guys are soulmates in that way. You already know that, but I'm just telling you.
Yes, thank you.
That you're like yin, but you're yin and yang. You're yin and yang. You're different. You know? Do you know what I mean by that? You're like a puzzle piece.
Yes, he's very like artistic and emotional. I'm very like, let's get this done. Let's make a plan.
Yeah,
logical.
And you need to both. You need a little what he got. Okay. You need what he got. He needs what you got. You know what I mean? Because your natural state is fun. Like your natural state is like everyone wants to be hanging out with you. You got charisma coming out of your pores. You're just fun. Like that's when you're at your best, is when you're having fun, when you're laughing, when you're playful. You have a very strong little boy energy that you've sort of crushed. Okay?
So I want you to really,
that's the key to getting what you want, having a little more fun, letting go a little more, loving more, appreciating more. So let me just look at getting your man here, because there's something, some energy here. Where is he?
In Mexico.
Mexico. Okay. He's so cute. I love his energy too. So they're showing that the solution is already in work. Okay. You don't have to do anything. It's already coming. Okay. So what you want to talk about is what are all the fun things we're going to do when we're together? Can't wait for you to be there here. You know, start already like it's done. Act as if it's done because it is. They're showing me that there's not, you got to let it happen. You're totally right on the money. They're not showing me action. You can't action your way to this. That brings up resistance.
Right.
The more you try to action,
right,
the slower it is. Okay. I know it's counterintuitive, but it's here to teach you, but they're showing me you together soon. Let me just see if I can get any timing for you. Okay. Hold on. Okay, they're showing me that it's probably going to be closer to fall time. Does that feel too long?
Well, we are married. Our big wedding is in October, so I'm going down there to do our big wedding.
Okay, great.
And
so they're showing me the fall.
Will probably take a while.
Okay, great. So they're showing me fall. Okay, so that's good. So that is the right timing. Okay, just making sure. So they are showing me fall. So yay. Very exciting. So be excited. Enjoy this time alone. Use this time because it ain't going to be anymore, because then he'll be with you every day. Trust me, I'm married with kids, honey. During Corona, I was like, get out of my face. So I'm just saying, enjoy this time because it will be fleeting and it will go by quickly. And then just be excited about everything that's coming. Okay. You have a very powerful energy.
Thank you
sweetheart.
So much.
Own it. Okay.
Thank you. I really
love your energy.
It. All right.
Mwah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bless.
Bye, sweetheart. So cute. Okay. Hello. Is this Keisha?
Hello.
Hi, beauty.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Mama. How can I help you today? How's Atlanta?
Atlanta's okay.
Oh, no. What's happening?
No. Nothing. It's okay. I went out yesterday. I haven't gone out in a long time. So I don't know. I don't feel like – I don't know if that's like my crowd anymore. Like, I have to maybe find, like,
well,
a career
crowd.
Well,
this is the month. This is the month to open up to new people. This is the month. So it's a good time, okay? So let's see. Mm-hmm. Okay, here's the good news, okay?
Okay.
The good news is you are coming more into your power. There is this sense, and I think we talked about this before, that Atlanta is more powerful for you than New York was. There is this sense of you like, I know
yes.
who I am. I want this. I don't want this. You're still getting some clarity, but you do feel stronger to me than you have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're
yes.
still struggling with the money stuff. You're like, I'm okay,
yes.
but I could be better. Okay. So this is like the
yes.
attitude. Okay. That's literally the
yes.
thought. That I've
yeah,
heard
no,
from
yeah.
Okay. So
yeah.
they're saying that open the doors to spirit. And this is really weird because they're showing me Jesus for a reason. I don't know why. Do you have a connection to Jesus in any way?
No.
It's really weird. So I don't know what this is about Jesus. Maybe you'll see like a church or a sign of Jesus. They're saying, look out for Jesus. And I don't know what this means. Maybe those are crossed where you work. You know what I'm saying? Like there's something they're going to give you a sign that towards something
uh-huh.
that's coming through in Jesus. Don't know what this means. Okay. Just again,
okay.
clock it in the
okay.
back of the brain. And then when I
okay.
love getting the calls, like, girl, there was a new job and there was a giant statue of Jesus in front. Like, you know what I mean? Like it's going to be something like that. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Or like maybe, you know, a little guy named Jesus. Like, I don't know. Okay, but it's Jesus, something around Jesus.
Okay.
Just giving you a sec. They want you to open up to more options. There are more options available to you. Get out of your house more, girl. Get out of your house. Okay? You need to be out.
I know. I go to, you know, I'm going out this whole weekend, but I definitely go to stores and stuff like that. But I
go to the
really
park. Read a book. Take yourself to dinner.
I live across the street from a park.
Go to a different park. Okay.
No.
Something. Go for a walk. Listen to a podcast. Walk around. I don't know. Something. You need to get out of your house. Okay.
No, I get that. I get that.
Okay.
I get that. I do. I get. But I definitely want to, I'm open to receiving love, and I'm just
yes.
like, is it something I'm not
okay.
doing correctly?
No, girl. First of
okay.
all, stop doubting it.
Okay.
You got to get outside.
Okay.
That's what they call it. Get outside. And this is weird. They're showing me, and I don't know why, they're showing me going to see music or some sort of show. So I just want you to open to what's something I would like to see, what's something I would like to do, okay? I want you to open up to getting, they're showing me you need to get yourself out in the community now that everything's like opening and music is starting again. They're showing me to do these
yeah.
type of things. Okay. That's
yeah.
the strongest message for you.
I always do that. That's something I mean, I never met a guy at any concerts, but that's something I always do. I love to
yes.
go to concerts.
Okay,
that's
good. Cause they are, okay. You
do.
Never said that to me. And so they're giving it to me very clear. They're also showing me that your man
yeah.
is coming. He's coming. And I'm going to be honest with you. He's divorced and he has a family. Okay. But you're going to like it.
Okay,
you're
going to
like it. I'm
okay.
just telling you he's a divorced man. Okay?
Okay.
He's divorced.
Uh-huh.
He's been married before. Okay?
Okay.
And there's
yeah.
and there's kids, but it's going to be a good thing. It's going to be a good thing.
Okay. I just wasn't sure if I wasn't you know, being open cuz I listened back to when I spoke to you last month. And I've been seeing it. I'm like, I'm doing it. What's going on?
Well,
I'm not meeting anybody.
Well, when you doubt it, because
okay,
okay. As soon as you start telling that story, universe is like, and the brakes. So you just got to go. I'm open. Show me. I'm ready. I'm listening. That's it. And as soon
okay.
as you doubt it, go.
Okay.
I want to know. Show me evidence. It's coming. You need to do that work. That turnaround. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
When you feel it, where's my stuff? Universe, I know you're bringing it to me in the perfect time. If you're making me wait, it's going to be better than I thought, which is true. True statement.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Well, I definitely can put an effort into getting outside.
Get outside, girl. Get outside.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Okay. I'll do that. All right.
Thanks so much.
My mindset. Thank you.
Bye, sweetheart.
Okay.
You guys, thank you so much for everyone calling in. You guys had record numbers calling in today. I love chatting with all of you. So send me, if I did not get to you today, go ahead and send me a question for next month's show, and I will answer it on the air. So much love to you guys. Have an amazing Saturday.